Okay, normally a guest joins and we go a round of applause, but the fact that Rena did not come out here today, can we get some boos? Look at that. Look at that. We all wanted to see you. We had a parade set up. We had food set up. We were going to train that vicious dog of yours. And you're not here.
Well, okay, just let me explain what happened.
Okay, yep.
Here it is. I didn't want to come.
Wow. I mean, you could have lied. I mean, you could have finessed it. I mean, instead of just hit me over the head with a sledgehammer. I mean, I have feelings, you know.
Well, to be fair, the Care 11 barn, as lovely as it is, does not have all the same resources as the physical building. So.
Are you staying at headquarters today, or are you coming out to the barn?
No, I'll be out there. I'll be out there. Yep. 4 and 5. Doing the 4 and 5. Is it busy? Where should I park? What should I wear?
Parka. Just go parka, mittens, and snow pants.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, that would stand out, right, Dave?
Yes, it'd look very good.
Yeah.
Hard to stand out at the fair.
No, it is. Okay, have you had any bizarre encounters with the kind Care 11 audience? I know most of them are gracious and they appreciate it, and everything's been good so far for us here at CCO, outside of one person who was convinced. Somebody came up to me first day of the fair and was convinced because my father was friends with someone who passed away, I think, in the 80s. That I'm now best of friends with their entire family.
Oh.
And I had to say, I've never met anybody in their family. And she just couldn't understand it because my father used to be friends with them 42 years ago.
Go ahead.
No, and that conversation went about 10 minutes, too.
It was not short.
You saw it. I was just trying to. I go, I'm sure that person is nice, and I know you're trying to get a hold of him, but I just. But your father was friends with them. Yeah, 40 years ago, my father's friends.
I'm hearing you.
Yes. You know, now his connection. Okay, have you had anything unique outside of people saying, I love to hear you on the Chad Hartman Show? I'm sure that's happened just, I don't know, what would you guess, Dave? Tens of thousands of times?
Yeah, minimum.
Minimum, yeah.
Minimum, absolutely. No, I've had no weird experiences. None. I've only been there 3 days, or 2 days, though, Monday and Tuesday. I wasn't there the first couple of days of the fair, so... I'm a fair newbie. I'm a fair rube at this point. So this is only day three.
She's got security, though. Yeah, security kind of keeps the people away, right?
How much security do you have, and do you tell people right away not to look you in the eye, or do you wait and see if they do it initially?
I just wait and see, because then, you know, I can see the reaction of the security detail and what happens next.
You know, henchmen?
Yes.
You know? Okay, so how do you arrive here at the State Fair? Helicopter? Boat?
No, I drive myself.
You drive yourself?
Uh-huh.
Do you park in the hoity-toity media lot?
I sure as heck do.
Oh.
Wow.
What's your license plate in case I wanted to leave something for your car later?
Hartman 1.
Yeah. Okay, let's guess here. Dave Harrigan. Has Rena Sargentopoulos from TPT, you told me?
Yeah, that's what I understand.
From TPT. She hosts Almanac, co-hosted with Eric Eskel. Has she ever had a personalized license plate?
No.
Personalized license plate. I am going to bet the entirety of the State Fair the answer is absolutely no chance.
No. Frugality is strong in Rena.
It would cost something, and there's no way she's going to draw attention to herself on the road. Are we correct?
You are correct.
Thank you. Thank you.
You are correct. Have you ever had one?
Hell no. No.
Exactly.
No, I am out. Anybody out here in front of us, show of hands, if you had a personalized license plate. Oh, this gentleman right here. Yeah. He's having his cookies right now. What did it say? It said Hartman 1. What a coincidence. Very quick. I like that. That's excellent. We like the audience that's quicker and funnier than the host. Thanks
great.
A lot. I got enough people coming for the job. I don't get it, Harrigan. I don't get the personalized license plates.
It's like I said with Rena, it's clearly a frugality issue for me. And not set aside the, you know, pointing, hey, look at me, I'm more special than you. How much do you have to pay for the extra? I don't care what it is. $10, $20, $40, too much.
Okay. Rena, I think this is Dave's frugality coming out also.
It is Dave's frugality. But what's the worst personalized license plate you've ever seen?
Carts. That's what Carter had for a long time until I made fun of it so many times that he finally got rid of it. Because it was his comeback. His mom bought it for him.
Oh.
And I love Cheryl, by the way. And I mean, I met Adam when he was 35 and he still had the carts thing. You know, I kind of get it if you're six and then you put it up on the wall, right?
Right.
Carts.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're
it's like when you go to another state and you buy those license plates that aren't real license plates that have your name on it.
Yes.
Yeah. You do that when you're six.
Yes. Yes. That is correct. Okay. So you'll be arriving here. What? 4 o'clock show, Dave. What's our guess? 3:57.
That's a little early, I think.
Well, usually, because the lot is closed for a period of time, I do get there around noon. Which is 4 hours before the show.
Interesting how that worked out today.
Honestly.
Was not able to get there yesterday or today at that time. So I will be there probably around 3.
So I'm not going to identify this individual, but I started here in 2009. We had an employee who was showing up borderline late for work. I'm trying to be as vague as possible. And screamed at our then promotions director, not once, but two separate days, and said, unless you cancel that parade, I'm not coming out here again my job. Okay? The second time, I had to chime in and say, the fair has had the parade for about 150 years. You could show up earlier. I have kids, was the comment. So... would you like to threaten the parade right here and have them cancel the parade?
I love the parade. The parade is so sweet. And we often have at Carol Levin, the high school bands on our shows afterwards. We had Lakeville, we had Lakeville North one night and Lakeville South the other night. Okay, well, whoever was on last night was fantastic. All of them have been fantastic. But honestly, like, the band yesterday gave me chills. And they were so good. And when they got done at the end and they all stood up so proud, it was like, honestly, it was like, oh, my God, I remember just being so proud of doing something like that. And it was so inspiring. And it was Military Day yesterday. And having all the former and present military members stand up in the crowd was just so, like, it gives you chills, honestly.
That's
the fair has so many fun things.
The Military Day is fantastic. It was DAVMN sponsoring for Disabled American Veterans, which is a phenomenal organization. Now, am I forgetting this? Have we talked about it? Were you in the band in high school?
I was in the band in high school.
Okay. Dave, we got to go around the room here. Uh-oh. What instrument was Rena Sargentopoulos from Channel 5? What instrument was Rena playing in the band?
You go first. I've got two, and if you pick one, I'm going to pick the other.
I have the flute. I'm going flute.
That was my leader in the clubhouse.
Yep.
Saxophone.
And you're both incorrect. Okay.
Clarinet, people are guessing from the audience.
Yes. Good job.
Oh, the clarinet.
My mom's there.
Yeah, your mom is here. Exactly. Be better if you would have been like the drum major. You know, the person who's out front, you know.
Yes.
Does that seem like me? Come on.
Then she'd have to walk backwards and direct. I don't see that working out well.
There's no chance.
No.
There's no chance.
Plus, she'd have to remember how the music goes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was bad at clarinet, by the way.
Yeah, you can fake that.
I did.
Yeah, were you even playing when the whole band was there? Were you just acting like you were playing?
Yep. You bet.
Just
you bet
puffing out her cheeks, pretending she's working real hard.
Okay. Yep. Okay, you need to have a bit of rhythm to be in a band, okay? I am a mediocre or less dancer, okay? My dancing skills get better the more crowded the dance floor gets. I'm like a cornerback in the NFL. When I get exposed out in space, it's problematic.
It's trouble.
I doubt myself. I'm very confident most of life. Dancing, I just start doubting myself. Dave Harrigan, what kind of dancer do we think Rena Sargentopoulos is from Channel 29?
I'm betting she's better than she would give herself credit for.
Yes. I think she's a pretty good dancer. I think, but she's going to downplay it.
Yeah.
Are you a pretty good dancer? Be honest.
No. I can barely walk around without falling down. What would make you think I can suddenly dance?
Break dance.
That's a good point. You do injure yourself.
She's like the Australian break dancer.
Yes, you do injure yourself like once a day. But like, I could see you on the dance floor, like turning your ankle. And people thinking that's a part of some routine you're doing.
Well, let me just say this. Ray Gunn has plenty on me. I couldn't even match up with her.
That is the Australian break dancer. Oh, my God. All right. We're going to let you go. Next year, this is not allowed.
Okay.
This is not allowed. You have to be here at the State Fair, or else we'll pick it at not a lot of people know this, Rena. Just bought a mansion on Summit Avenue. So we'll pick it at the Summit Avenue
mansion.
I'll
pick it at the barn, and I'll tell the band not to show up to kill us.
We might come by and say hello as we're leaving at the barn.
Oh, please
and then,
do.
Yeah, and then she'll say, listen, I talked to you in that little radio show. Listen, we're not really friends. I mean, stay away. Thank you.
All right, kids, have a good one. Don't eat too many cookies.
Yes, we've already had one so far. Rena Sargentopoulos from Care 11. She is fabulous.